Following the news of the death of Pope Francis, our church mourns and prays for the repose of his soul. Pope Francis showed what it means to be a witness of love. This is beautifully reflected in his fourth and final encyclical letter, issued October 24, 2024, Dilexit Nos, Latin for He Loved Us, quoting St. Paul's letter to the Romans, in which he wrote that Christians can overcome all adversities through Him, Jesus, who loved us. Pope Francis challenged the world daily through his words and actions that we are all called to something greater, not of this world, but the next. His life was a testament that if we are to go to heaven, we must embrace our crosses and sacrifices, and we must live an authentic Catholic life. That means we must show empathy, compassion, and love to our neighbors. We must live humbly and selflessly. We are called to care for the poor, the afflicted, the sick, and the marginalized. Finally, we must pray, hold true to the Gospels, and participate in the greatest treasure Jesus gave to us, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, present in the Holy Eucharist at Mass. I had the honor of meeting Pope Francis during my ad limina visit in Vatican City in 2019. I was struck by his joy. He spoke to me and my brother bishops not as a boss, but as a fellow apostle, tasked with the same mission all priests have, to passionately advance our faith. As I look back on his pontificate, one of the most powerful scenes I have witnessed occurred in 2020 during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Vatican City, against a backdrop of St. Peter's Basilica, heavy rain, darkening skies, and not a soul around, Pope Francis prayed for the world, holding up the Blessed Sacrament during his Urbi et Orbi to the city and to the world blessing. Pope Francis taught us in that powerful moment that amongst all the trials, fear, uncertainty, stresses, violence, and hatred in this world, we must always turn to God, praying with a heart full of love and hope, saying, Jesus, I trust in you. We are united as people of faith, praying for his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, our church, and that the Holy Spirit will guide us in the upcoming conclave when cardinals meet to choose Pope Francis's successor.